This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Have you been tracking with us as we've studied the tests Job endured by faith? He experienced a material test when he lost everything he possessed. He experienced what we called the tragedy test when he lost all his children. This was followed by a physical test. That led to a marital test in which there were strong differences between him and his wife. Next, he faced a test described in the middle chapters of the book. Job's three friends visited him. At first, they comforted him in his pain and loss by just quietly sitting with him. That's usually the best thing friends can do for someone undergoing great loss, stress, and pain. When he felt safe and opened his mouth, Job was introduced to what I call a psychological test. His raw faith was hanging on to God. Now his actions, attitudes, and affirmations were being questioned. He was put on the defensive. To stand his own ground against the barrage of criticism from his friends, he often overstated his case. The dialogue was long, hot, and heavy. Much smoke, but little fire. The hole he was in got bigger and deeper. In the midst of this dialogue, a few convictions were courageously affirmed. For example, he said, "I know that my Redeemer lives," Job 19:25-27, "and he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold," 23:10. On the other hand, he cursed the day he was born, complained, and was bitter. He lashed out at his accusers, enduring his excruciating pain caused psychological distress. But in the darkness, Job held on to God by faith.